Hello and welcome to the Let's Talk Hormone Health podcast. This is the 15th episode in the series, and for this podcast, I am thrilled to be joined by DEXA technologist with BlackRock DEXA, Linda Taylor, to talk about bone health. Linda, you're very welcome.
Thank you very much, Lorraine.
Linda, you started as a general nurse working in St. Vincent's Hospital for 22 years in surgical and medical wards and in theatre. Why did you want to then specialise in bone health?
I think it was a happy accidental find. I left St. Vincent's and I moved to BlackRock, and I was doing corporate health screening, and DEXAs were part of the screening process for age appropriate patients or if they had risk factors. Mm-hmm. And I got very interested in it. So I trained up, followed ISCD guidelines. That's what we would follow. It's the International Society of Clinical Densitometry. And trained in the screening, did the exam, and became a certified bone densitometry technologist.
Good Lord, I'm glad you said that, not me. Then you moved to BlackRock DEXA, and that's where we first met last year. Mm-hmm. I was referred by my GP to get a DEXA scan. And previous to that, I'd of course heard of a DEXA scan because of the work that I do in women's health in the last few years, but I'd no idea what to expect. And I think I probably expected the worst, but you assured me that it wasn't going to be the case over the phone, and then kindly allowed me to film the process from start to finish so I could then assure other women that it wasn't a scary process. And of course, it's all documented on my Instagram. So you're now a DEXA technologist. Can you explain to our listeners what that is exactly, please?
So I would go through the questionnaire with the patient when they arrive. You fill in a questionnaire and then perform the actual scan. And then I prepare it all for the doctor to report. I don't actually report them or give diagnosis, at the end of the scan. And that goes back to the doctor, and the patient discusses it then and the results with their doctor.
But you can read the scan, so you know
what you're
looking at.
I know what I'm looking at, or I know if I have to do an extra bit. Sometimes I might have to do another scan or do somebody's wrist for certain reasons. I'll know that I need to do that.
Great. What age group would your patients be in generally? I mean, I always assumed they were going to be kind of 70 plus, but when should you get your first DEXA scan?
There's no hard and fast rule. The ISCD would say 65 plus for females and 70 plus for men. But these ages can change according to certain risk factors. And there are so many, also the clinical judgment of their referring doctor.
Like myself, I mean, I had a fall walking the dogs in a pair of runners, went over on my ankle, fractured it. Mm-hmm. And because I have a low thyroid, my GP was concerned that I might have osteoporosis.
Absolutely.
So that's why I was referred at 50.
So therefore you had two risk factors already. You only need one risk factor, in any younger age group to warrant a DEXA. So like they kind of are broken into family. So if there's a family history of osteoporosis or a family history of hip fracture, that would justify even somebody younger. Okay. Then personal is an endless list. Low body weight, a smoker, any of the bowel disorders like Crohn's or ulcerative colitis, early menopause in females.
I take that box too, so.
Thyroid disease, so like yourself, Lorraine. Mm-hmm. And then celiac disease, and also bariatric surgery. Because these patients have such a rapid weight loss.
What's bariatric surgery?
That's if they're very obese and they get a gastric band.
Okay.
And then they have a huge weight loss over, a quick amount of time. And then certain drugs, so steroids. If people are on a PPI, it's a protein pump inhibitor. For people with gastritis, it's to help the stomach because your absorption isn't as good. And then, of course, chemotherapy has a huge impact on bone density.
Right. And what does a DEXA scan measure exactly?
The purpose of a DEXA scan is to ascertain who is at increased risk of fracture. Okay. So it measures the density of the bone, how strong the bone is. I don't want to get too technical, but obviously the less dense the bone is, the more at risk you are of fracture.
Ah, right. Okay. And how long does it take?
It takes about 15 to 20 minutes to perform the scan. So mm-hmm. I always kind of advise people to arrive about 10 minutes early because I've a questionnaire and consent form they must complete. Mm-hmm. And then the scan itself about 15, 20 minutes.
I know a question that people have is it noisy? Because that was certainly something that I expected to kind of be like an MRI.
Yes.
And I was nervous. But then you told me over the phone that it's not like that at all. Mm-hmm. And there's hardly any noise either.
No, it's not too loud.
You're not enclosed?
No, you're not enclosed. There is an arm on the machine. I suppose it's about 30 centimetres wide or 12 inches yeah. wide, but you're not enclosed. I'm in the room with you the whole time. I sit a sufficient distance away from the bed. But yeah, people have a great fear of MRI.
Yes.
And even CT, some people, mm-hmm. and are always pleasantly surprised, as you were when you had your DEXA.
Yeah. And then the other thing I was concerned about is radiation, because when we think of any kind of X-rays, we think of radiation.
Absolutely.
So is it much?
It's not much at all. It's the equivalent of half a chest X-ray or even like a flight to the US. When we're up there in the sky, yeah, you're getting radiation up there. You're
the same amount?
To the sun. Yeah, it could be. If you're going west coast, it could be that much.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
So we shouldn't be worried at all.
Not at all.
As I mentioned earlier, the reel is on my Instagram anyway for people to see.
Yeah,
and I take
exactly.
you through the entire process with Linda. Any tips for our listeners who are going for a DEXA scan?
Yeah, I would always say, like, the rule of thumb is you come back to the same unit. And that is for your benefit because we can do a comparison between DEXA and see if you've improved or disimproved.
Because you've got all the details recorded, a baseline.
Absolutely, a baseline. And as you have subsequent DEXAs, we do trending. So we can see on a graph if you're going up or down. And you're going to the same machine. It's calibrated the same way, you know, probably the same technologist. Mm-hmm. To arrive, have an empty bladder. Because obviously the bladder is full, it might mask the scan. Mm-hmm. Arrive 10 minutes to allow time for your questionnaire. Then clothing. Because I'm scanning around the lower spine and hip area, it's advisable to not have any metal on your garments. So plain leggings.
But I wore a sports bra, so
yeah.
I didn't have any metal clips on my normal bra.
So that was brilliant
yeah.
as well. Now, other people, they can just pop it off, you know, pop their
yes.
bra off quickly. But yeah.
You can wear clothes though. You don't have to take off your clothes.
Oh, no. You don't have to take off your clothes at all. Also, that you don't take a calcium supplement 24 hours before the scan. It doesn't affect the measurement, but it can be spotted in your stomach cavity. You'd see a little round mite come
wow.
up on the scan.
Yeah.
The other important thing is we have a 10-day rule. And the 10-day rule is that women of childbearing age must be in the first 10 days of their cycle to eliminate any risk of pregnancy. Now, it is very low-dose radiation, but still,
that's always the way, really, isn't it, with any X-rays?
You have to be careful. Bring a list of your current medications. A lot of people arrive and they're like, oh, I can't remember the name of such
That'd
and such.
Be me.
So it's just
yeah.
handy, mm-hmm. even, you know, to have a list on your phone. It's a good rule of thumb. And those with irregular periods would need to do, and if they're childbearing years, would need to do a pregnancy test the morning of the scan. Just for safety.
Yes.
Ideally, then, if I have a patient who's had a fracture very recently, ideally they should wait until it's healed, purely for their comfort. Because I'm sure you can remember, Lorraine, I had to move you into several different positions during
yes.
the scan. So if you have a vertebral fracture or a hip fracture, it's not ideal to
okay.
do the scan then.
Yeah.
But obviously, if it's urgent, and a doctor needs to get a diagnosis, we can work around it. And I would take, you know, a great deal of time with
you
them.
You do. You're
yeah.
fantastic. Yeah. Great care. People always ask, do they need to be referred by their GP to get a DEXA scan?
They do. Now, a referral can be done by a GP, a hospital consultant, a dentist,
okay.
Or an advanced nurse practitioner. They're all allowed refer for DEXA. Physiotherapists used to be able to, but they're not anymore. The EPA regulations that came out in 2019 have said no, that only that those four can refer. With a referral, I need a clinical indication, like a why I'm doing this, and also what information they are trying to gain from it. I can't just have menopausal on a referral.
But you said one of the risk factors would be early menopause.
Early menopause, yes, but not just perimenopausal. So early menopause would be women under 45.
Right.
Yeah. Other risk factors are poor diet, low body weight.
How often should you get a DEXA scan, Linda?
The kind of general rule of thumb would be 2 years. For, again, our 65 plus females and 70 plus males with normal bone density and no risk factors. But these can be much younger, obviously, as we discussed, if there are risk factors. Newly diagnosed patients with osteoporosis generally would bring them back maybe a year to 18 months because they will be started on medication and not just a calcium supplement, something stronger.
Mm-hmm.
So we like to see, is it working for them? And they're having improvement from treatment.
So to recap then on osteoporosis, what are the risk factors? And are there any groups who are more at risk?
There are, as we mentioned before, the three kind of headings would be family.
Yes.
So if you've family history, a mum, an aunt, mm-hmm. A father with osteoporosis, family history of hip fracture, then the personal low body weight, poor exercise, early menopause, cancer, parathyroid disease, celiac, irritable bowel disease, Crohn's, and then surgeries like a gastrectomy or a small bowel surgery. And then drugs like steroids and chemotherapy, heparin. People who are on warfarin or heparin can be at risk of osteoporosis.
Okay. So Linda, if you have a risk of osteoporosis, should you get a DEXA scan earlier than, what did you say, 65 plus for women and 70 for
70
men?
70 for men. Absolutely, Lorraine. Like any of the risk factors that I've mentioned, go to your GP, discuss it and ask for a referral letter for a DEXA. Like, don't leave it.
Don't wait.
No, no, absolutely. No, get even a baseline. Maybe you'll get a happy result and be completely normal, but it's much better to know and be able to treat and manage.
Why are DEXA scans so difficult to get in Ireland, Linda?
Well, I think there really aren't enough suitably qualified DEXA technologists available, and there's also a huge demand. There are obviously DEXAs in the public system with long waiting lists, and then there are a number of private facilities as well.
But check with your
insurer about cover. Mm-hmm. But they're not terribly expensive anyway, and it's better to know a diagnosis.
And if a case is urgent, what happens then?
If a DEXA is urgent, coming to me, I'll do it as soon as possible. Like I can do it within 24 hours if it's very urgent. I would always fit somebody in.
And for those in the public system, if the case is urgent, what happens for those people?
I really don't know, Lorraine. I think they may have to wait. If they're an inpatient, it may be expedited, but they may just have to wait.
Desperate. Mm. What's the difference, Linda, between osteopenia and osteoporosis?
The difference is the density. So you've three kind of areas. You've normal bone density. Osteopenia is now being called, the ISCD have changed the wording, that it's called low bone mass. So that's what we're calling it now. But I understand that there's a transition. People will have to get used to that word. But osteopenia, or low bone mass, and then osteoporosis, and it's to do with the density. So obviously osteopenia, your bones are a little bit more dense than osteoporosis, but they're not as good as normal density.
Ah, okay. So osteoporosis is worse.
Osteoporosis is the worst, yes.
Right, okay. And are calcium supplements important for bone health?
They are. They have a place. The WHO would recommend 1,200 milligrams of calcium a day. It's good to get your calcium through your diet, mm-hmm. But obviously people need to supplement sometimes as well.
Because you can't be sure that you're getting the right amount, you see.
Exactly.
In your food every single day.
Exactly. Like, you know, a yogurt might have about 200 milligrams of calcium, mm-hmm. a little pot of yogurt. Funnily, sardines, and I know they're not everybody's taste, but sardines have 550 milligrams of calcium.
And how many tin of milligrams sardines. Do we need a day?
We need 1,200 milligrams,
oh,
1,200.
Yeah. Okay, it's a lot of yogurts. A lot of sardines.
A lot.
Any other key nutrients that are important for bone health?
The two main ones are vitamin D and calcium. Mm-hmm. But everyone in Ireland, because we're not living in Florida, should from November to March take a supplement. And then from April to October on a bright day, if you go out for 20 minutes mm-hmm. Without SPF on, you can get your daily allowance of vitamin D.
Yeah, but what about the bright day?
I know.
I might be able to take the 20 minutes, but I mightn't have a bright day out there.
Not in Ireland. Not in Ireland.
A lot of cloud cover. Well, that's why I take Clemarine Bone Factor, because it has, the Bone Factor actually has calcium, magnesium, your vitamin D, your K2, and a whole range of other things that help for bone health. And I just know then that if I don't have a sunny day and I'm not taking whatever it is, 24 sardines for my lunch.
At least I
have all I need, yeah, you know, every yeah. single day.
Absolutely. But the other really important thing for bone health is exercise. So weight-bearing exercises are just as important as the supplements. Walking stimulates bone regeneration and growth into hips. And then weight training, free weights or mm-hmm. weight machines, Pilates, reformer Pilates,
yes.
Is excellent. And yoga has a place too. Now, not for bone density, but for your fall prevention.
Okay, of course, agility.
Mm. Yes. And, you know, that it helps you maintain your balance.
You know what? Every single podcast in the series, and as I said earlier, this is the 15th one, lifestyle changes come mm-hmm. up in every single one. Mm-hmm. And here we go again, talking about, you know, it's so important to have the right foods in your diet, mm-hmm. You know, nutrition and supplements to make sure that you're getting the right amount every day, and exercise. You know,
Absolutely.
And that's all the stuff that we can do for ourselves for mm-hmm. free.
Exactly. And if you don't use it, you lose it.
Yes.
So you need to, you know, get moving.
Yeah.
And definitely another kind of area that is coming to the fore is frailty in elderly people and yes. the importance of DEXA. And, you know, we see somebody and they've muscle wasting and everything. So that's why to keep up the muscle strength as well is
yes,
very important.
Yes, and that's your weights.
That's your weights.
And they don't have to be seriously heavy weights.
No,
it's just doing
no.
10 or 15 minutes a day.
Yeah,
I do it myself in the kitchen whenever I get a chance.
Absolutely.
I do try yeah. and do it 4 or 5
yeah.
times a week.
No, just that resistance on the body,
yeah,
you know, is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If someone is interested in coming to BlackRock DEXA, Linda, for a scan, how do they book in?
They obviously, I think we mentioned that they need a referral.
Yeah.
We have to have a referral now. So they can send it in to us themselves if their GP gives it to them to blackrockdexa@gmail.com. So that's blackrockdexa@gmail.com. There's no E in DEXA. And their doctor can send it via health mail, which is dexa.blackrock@healthmail.ie or by fax. It's 2880796 is our fax. And then we review their letter and we call them and arrange an appointment.
Great. And all that information is actually on my Instagram at Lorraine Keane Official as well.
Brilliant.
Under The Real. And yeah, yours and my first meeting.
Exactly. Exactly.
And this was such a lovely second meeting, Linda. Thank you so much for coming into Collaborative Studios to talk to us today.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
It's been a huge help. And I know that people are going to get lots of information out of that. And a reminder that you can see my visit to BlackRock DEXA with Linda on my Instagram. And a real coup as well to film behind the scenes. So thank you for getting us access.
Oh, no problem at all.
Thank you.
Thank you.